Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Oh, she was leading.
Bitch,
bastard.
Bitch! So she was holding up the fucking show. That's why they made us wait, because she was the one setting it off. Got it. Got it. I'm
over it.
Well, we gotta listen to it. Just like, make sure.
Yeah.
Tell us a story in the caption and let us watch the video. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about this new, this digital content. This social media digital content, because that's what all these different platforms are, or is that. But get to the fucking point. Like, some of your content is weak.
That bitch was like, subscribe already. Yeah, that's why, because we didn't get to see shit. Subscribe. You can lick my butt.
You and licking of butts.
Lick my butt, suck my toe, whatever.
I think some of them would probably enjoy, like, sucking a toe rather than licking a butt. But I guess that all... Depends on what you like, you know what I'm saying? How you like it, daddy? So what's going on, Brandy? Welcome back.
And shit.
How's your week? You've been getting all, you're still staying consistent with your activity and your walking and making healthy choices, right?
Girl, I had McDonald's today.
And this podcast is sponsored by McDonald's. No, I'm just kidding.
They have a 2 for $6 going on right now.
She ain't lying. There's nothing wrong with that. Every now and then you could treat yourself to something, you know?
I had me some large fries and a quarter pounder and a filet of fish. With some barbecue sauce.
Today?
Yep.
You was hungry then, huh?
So I was, yeah. That's what happened. Shit. God damn it. That's what happened.
Okay.
So, how's your day? How your turn?
I'm good. I decided to stop being a lazy shit and, like, do, like, little exercises and, like, calisthenics and, like, sit-ups and push-ups and, like, free weights and stuff while I'm watching TV.
Yeah, that's the best time. Like, if you're just watching TV, yeah. Like, yesterday when I got home, I did some, I have a, you know, one of the Bowflex Selectech 552, the weight.
Jesus.
So I did some,
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on your floor.
I did some squats yesterday.
Good job. Well, that's
when I was watching. I don't even know what I was watching.
Well, that's what I've been doing this week, along with trying to sell dog biscuits, of course, production stuff, getting this movie made and shit.
Movie.
The movies. I don't know.
It's El Canto 2.
Shh.
Bruno's Revenge.
Because we don't talk about Bruno. No. No, but you can sing about Bruno.
Okay, like, y'all talking about it right now.
We can sing about Bruno. Yes, that's, I mean, everybody loves that. Like, I it's Lin-Manuel, dude. Like, he just throws out bangers. That's and me. I'm just saying, like, his songs and his music, they have, like, a catchy beat to them. And I don't know, he's just doing a really good job, and I'm happy for his content right now. Or whatever projects he's involved in, because it's not all him, obviously.
I still haven't watched Tick, Tick, Boom. I really want to watch that.
Oh, on Netflix. I haven't watched it either.
You know what's funny is that, like, you know how Netflix is, like, for you and your, you know, like, yeah. Suggestions. They haven't even fucking suggested it for me. Like, what, am I not cultured enough to watch Tick, Tick, Boom? What are we doing here? I'm not all about horror and true crime. I like, you know, other things, too.
Well, they're not offering Jamal Tick, Tick, Boom, but they are offering it to me. Because he likes to watch a bunch of, like, anime.
Right.
And, like, He's really into international stuff, like, African films and, you know, Korean and stuff like that. So He'd be watching all kinds of things, and I really love that about him. Mm-hmm. Listeners, hello. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bulb Edges.
Yes, it is Bulb. If you aren't already, go ahead and subscribe if you're enjoying what you're hearing. Like, come back. On the pod apps, it's different now. It's like you have to like follow the podcast and it's kind of difficult to find it. So however you're listening, if you're enjoying it, please come back. If you aren't already, connect with us on social. You can meet with us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflivespodcast.com, where you could learn more about us. You could listen to all of our previous episodes. We have a collaborations page. And I'm supposed to be working on merch. I need to figure that out. So we'll
what see. Merch?
Like we could host our merch store like in Teespring or something and create shirts or sweaters or...
No, I know, but what merch are you specifically like working on? Like shirts?
I'm not working on anything right now. I'm supposed to.
Purses? I mean, bags? What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Swag bags.
Socks. Some of these Bulb socks. Didn't we have some socks?
We do have Bulb socks. That's the stuff that's up there now. So our current collection is still there with our merch. And we have socks, shirts, sweaters.
What happened to those socks? Did you have the socks or did I have the socks?
None of us had the socks.
I feel like I had socks with our faces on them.
Amy bought the socks from, I want to say Why I'm Single. And then she has the apprenticeship diaries. But she bought the socks and she like took a picture and she was like, your face is on my heel or something like that. She didn't like the way it was printed or where our faces were on the socks.
Right. Okay.
But they are still available.
Okay. If you ever want to step on our faces, now's your chance.
Oh my God. BookofLiesPodcast.com. Hurry up. Let me say thank you to Kathy, our patron, for taking advantage of our promo code lies at beautiesbiscuits.com. So, yeah, I sent her a nice little bag of, or a box of dog biscuits and some items because she's special to us and we love you. And we love all of our patrons. Thank you for being patrons. Brandy, what are we talking about today?
That. We are talking about John. I don't speak French, so... You're going to have to bear with me this time because, yeah.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Jean de Valois-Saint-Remy.
That looks good.
AKA the Diamond Necklace Affair.
Ooh, I like diamonds.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting story. I think it's pretty funny, but because, you know, it's so contrived. But it was the 1700s, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love throwbacks.
We're going back in time, baby. We're going to before the French Revolution.
Vive la Revolution. Is that how you say it? Vive la Revolution.
Vive la Revolution. So, Jean de Valois was born on July 22nd, 1756, in Fontette, France, to a poor family. She was the third of six children. But only two of her five siblings survived.
Damn.
Childhood, yeah. She had a brother and a sister.
That's when vaccines weren't a thing.
Look, babies, unfortunately, they didn't. A lot make of people it. Buried a lot of babies back then.
Did not make it. Yeah, I said it.
Her father was Jacques de Valois, Baron de Saint-Remy, and he was a direct male descendant of Count Henry de Saint-Remy, who was the bastard son of King Henry II and his mistress, Nicole de Savigne. But despite being a Valois and having royal blood, he was a fucking drunk and he was broke as fuck. And her mom, Jean's mom, her name was Marie Joselle, and she was a servant girl to the court.
Can I, okay. You be in the reels. Have you seen the reel when they mix, it's a Britney Spears song and.
Pony?
And no.
Not Toxic goes, and Pony?
Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Oh yeah. I heard that one too.
That one's a good one. The guy I saw, he was just like having fun listening to that. It was a good time.
The dude with the beard. So she and her brother and sister, they were neglected children. They didn't have any shoes. Damn. They had to tend the cows, and they often had to beg for food. So the church eventually took them in, and they did their royal genealogy and had their bloodline confirmed. So back then they had laws in place to help children that were noble but poor. So
I'm sorry, is this something that they frequently did, was test people's blood to see if they were...
They didn't test their blood. They traced their, like, who were your parents, who are your parents' parents. They did, you know, they had people to confirm that you actually were of royal birth or of noble birth.
They did their due diligence.
Right. Yes. And so, because they were noble but poor, they got an annual stipend.
Okay.
So they gave her brother 10,000 pounds a year, and they sent him off to military school, and he would later join the French military. And they gave the girls 900 pounds a year and sent them to boarding school. And after they were done with boarding school, they were supposed to become nuns. But Damn. They were both like, fuck that. We're not doing that. And they left and went back to their home of Bar-sur-Aube. And they moved in with a family called the Sermonts. I don't know how long they were there, but they were must have been there for a while, because when she was 23, Jeanne got pregnant with Mr. Sermont's nephew, Marc-Antoine Nicolas de la Motte, and she married him on June 6th, 1780. She gave birth to twin boys a month later, but unfortunately, because it was the 1700s, they died.
Hmm.
None of them, none of her, neither her, her brother, or sister had any other offspring, so...
Damn.
Yeah. I'm guessing that the Valois bloodline ended with them.
Wow.
Their marriage was not that good. I'm guessing it was boring as fuck, because she was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm taking a lover. So she took a lover. They lived in they stayed living together. So, you know, they got along, but I guess, you know, they were better friends than lovers or married, you know how they say, oh, we're better friends than spouses or whatever. So,
yeah.
They remained, you know, living under the same roof. She took a lover who was a gigolo. A known gigolo and a forger, but he was also a member of the gendarme. Her husband, Marc-Antoine Nicolas de Lamotte, was a member of the gendarme, which is like a military. It was I don't even know if they still have this in France, but it was a French military arm or branch that also policed the public.
Mm-hmm.
So like they went off to fight wars, but they could also arrest you and take you to jail.
Got it.
So they were both...
It's the fuzz!
Right, they were both... Pretty much, yeah. They were both members of the gendarme. And so, I guess, you know, he knew him. They knew each other, the two dudes. Jeanne and Nicolas, they both took the titles of Count and Countess, or in French, Comte and Comtesse. There was no proof that Nicolas had any type of noble blood at all. Like, people, they disputed that. Like, oh, you're just calling yourself count. You're not count.
You're not a count.
You're not a count. You're not a comtesse. I mean, a comte. But, I mean, she had, I don't know if she had a title, but she definitely had noble birth.
Yeah. She was of noble blood.
Yeah. Her father, I mean, she was the descendant of a king. So, yes. Because they took these titles, so of course they were trying to live up to the titles. They were living an opulent lifestyle, but she was only getting 900 pounds a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting a freaking, you know, a salary from the French military, which could not have been that good.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the 1700s, this was the time when Marie Antoinette and Louis the 16th ruled, and the fucking population was poor.
Mm-hmm.
Poor, poor.
Okay.
Like, let them eat cake, poor. So.
They're starving, man!
Yes, that.
Ugh,
and so
let them eat the cake. Bitch, we don't got no cake. Fuck you.
So she was like, you're not able to provide for us to be living this lifestyle. So she was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ask old Marie Antoinette for more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm royal. She's royal. She should understand my plight. Right? And so Marie Antoinette was like, I don't know that bitch. I don't want nothing to do with that bitch.
I mean, listen, I imagine this. I'm just going back to math here. The 1700s, right?
Mm-hmm.
$900 a year, That's about
900 pounds.
900 pounds a year. Let's just call it $900. That's what, about like $75 a month-ish?
I don't know.
Ish.
I didn't break it down.
I did the math a little bit. Ish. Living in like a dollar a day, they're surviving. So they're probably just partying, wilding out.
And, well, things only cost like pence and cents and whatnot.
So she should have been able to have been stacking some bread. And she was probably, like you said, living high on the hog. Like,
exactly.
Living the fancy life.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking the wicked stepmother, right? With her dresses.
You mean from that princess story tale, whatever, from when Drew Barrymore? What are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, she was trying to ask Marie Antoinette for money, and Marie Antoinette was like, I will have nothing to do with her, because she had heard about John's lifestyle, and, you know, she's got a husband and a lover.
Oh, yeah, she's seeing a gigolo.
Yeah.
That's why she don't got no money. She giving her money to the gigolo.
He has a job. He literally works with her husband.
Oh. So he's a gigolo because he's giving it to lots of ladies?
I guess. That's the only thing I can think about. You know, I can figure it out, because back then women didn't pay for men to, you know, to be around them.
To sling a dang dang.
He was her lover. John was like, oh, okay, I see how it is, bitch. So, in 1783, she meets this gentleman, this man by the name of Cardinal Prince Louis de Rohan. So he was a prince.
Ooh.
And he was a cardinal.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Right?
Okay, okay.
And you know, back then, the Catholic papacy and, you know, all the men above, priests and cardinals and bishops and all, they were banging bitches. They were, they're supposed to be chaste, right?
Yeah.
But they were all fucking everybody.
Because as a cardinals, they're not allowed to get busy either, right?
But they did. Some of them were married. Didn't you see The Borgias?
No, I never watched
Girl.
It. I never watched it.
Girl!
Okay.
But, okay, so, yes, the cardinal... Cardinal Prince Louis de Rohan. She met him, and they became in a situationship, entanglement deal. She became his mistress. Jean was like, I see. Like, she had learned through, you know, getting naked with him that he and the queen had some issues. Because he was talking shit about her. Talking shit about Marie Antoinette.
Pillow talk.
Before she married Louis XVI, he had tried to basically fuck up her marriage. He tried to keep them from getting married.
Oh.
And he was writing letters to Marie Antoinette's mother, and the way he was talking to her in the letters, she was like, I don't fucking appreciate this shit.
Ooh.
So she was like, I never liked your motherfucking ass from the start. So they don't have, you know, he was like trying to get back in her good graces, mm-hmm, because he wanted to become an advisor to Louis XVI. John is like, oh, well, I am one of the queen's most trusted confidants. Oh, yes, I can, you know, speak to her on your behalf. That kind of shit. She, mm-hmm, was, you know, running game. Okay, so anyway, yeah, so she was, you know, I'm one of the queen's most trusted confidants. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to her for you. Mm. We can do that. So what she did was contrive this fucking correspondence between the queen and the cardinal. But she was having her boy toy, her lover, Reto de Villette. She was having him write the letters because he was a fucking forger.
The forger.
Mm-hmm. So she was having him write letters. And then so, you know, old Cardinal would write a letter, a little note, and give it off to Jean. And Jean would take it to Ruteau. Or actually, I don't even know if she would take it to him. She would read it and then, you know, tell him what to write. And he would write that shit and sign the queen's name. And so they were doing this correspondence back and forth until she concocted a meeting that was a rendezvous between who was supposed to be Marie Antoinette and the cardinal. They were supposed to have a meeting,
mm-hmm,
late night in the fucking the castle.
In the garden.
In the garden. She hires a woman who happens to be a lady of the night, if you know what I mean.
Sex worker.
Yeah, no, she was a prostitute. Okay, in the 1700s, there weren't sex workers, there was prostitutes.
I'm a sex worker.
I am a sex worker.
I am a sex worker.
You are a prostitute.
There's a difference.
I mean, come on. It was the 1700s, and she probably had fucking, what was that thing that they got?
Syphilis?
Yes, syphilis.
Sorry.
Okay, anyway. So, she arranges this meeting, and the girl's name is Nicole de Oliva. Mm-hmm. Or de Oliva. D apostrophe Oliva.
De Oliva.
All right. They meet, and she resembles Marie Antoinette. So I guess this is how they pulled this off, because I'm like, what?
Momos?
You don't is even it know that what dark? Like? You don't exactly. You is it that dark? So she resembles Marie Antoinette. They meet. She basically says, "Yes, I forgive you. You know, you're forgiven of all your misdeeds toward me and any offense that you've done to me." She forgives him, and there's also a request that is to be made. So there was a jeweler named Charles Auguste Beaumaire, and he designed a super expensive diamond necklace that he had intended to sell to Madame du Barry, who was Louis XV's mistress. Apparently that idea fell through, but he figured that Louis XVI was the only other person who could afford this necklace. So he tried to sell it to Marie Antoinette. They were like, no, dude, we're not buying this necklace. Because the fucking kingdom is broke. People are starving in the fucking street. And it would look bad for them to buy such a fucking expensive piece of jewelry, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, no, no, no. No, we don't want it. Seeing the opportunity to come up, Jean is like, oh, they don't want the necklace. Okay, cool. She concocts a story to the cardinal where Marie Antoinette is interested in this necklace, and she wants the necklace, but she wants to buy it behind Louis XVI's back. She doesn't want him to know that she's going to buy this because, again, it looks fucking bad. It looks bad. In her plan, she is getting messages from Marie Antoinette that she wants him, the cardinal, to loan her the money to buy this necklace. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's like, oh, yes, absolutely. You know, of course, anything to, you know, remain in her favor. Mm-hmm. So he organizes the sale of this necklace, and the jeweler hands the necklace over to Jean, mm-hmm. and she immediately hands it off to her husband, Nicholas, and he bounces to fucking London to start selling fucking diamonds off to people in London.
Damn!
Uh-huh. She's like, oh, you didn't want to give me money? I will get my money.
Bitch!
So now, Marie Antoinette supposedly quote, has unquote. This necklace, right? Now the freaking jeweler, Jean-Auguste Beaumaire, is like, where is my money? He had negotiated. Okay, so the cardinal negotiated the sale of this necklace for 2 million livres, which is, I don't know how much money. I mean, that doesn't exist anymore, but how much money that is now,
yeah,
compared to back then. 2 million. I mean, people, she was living on 900 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
So 2 million livres. How much is that?
A lot of money.
A whole lot of money. Again, the country is broke. So
let me start chipping off these diamonds here.
Mm-hmm. So this 2 million livres is supposed to be paid off in installments. So the jeweler's like, where's my money? Where's my money? And the count's like, what? He gets arrested. Because he ain't paying no money. He gets arrested. And suddenly everybody's hearing about this fucking necklace debacle. Or I won't say everybody's hearing about it, but it managed to reach the king and the queen.
Yeah.
So he's arrested, and then pretty soon Jean's arrested, Reto's arrested, Nicole d'Oliva's arrested. Somebody who's not even involved, some guy named Count Cagliostro, who has his own issues going on. He's arrested.
everybody going to jail.
The only one who didn't get arrested was Nicholas because he was off in London fucking selling off diamonds.
Oh my God.
So he stayed there.
He stayed. He's good.
Yeah, he stayed in London. But they all get arrested. So everybody gets fucking a trial. And of course, Marie Antoinette and Louis XVI are like, oh, this is our honor. This is our honor. We want a public trial. And they get a public trial and people already don't like them, right? They especially don't like Marie Antoinette. So there's this trial going on and, you know, fucking Jean is like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't have anything to do with this. It was him. He, Cagliostro, he's the one who got the cardinal to buy this diamond necklace. And so she's like, you know, trying to fucking frame people.
Lying bitch.
But everybody gets fucking tried. So the cardinal, he gets fucking acquitted, but he gets banished. Nicole gets acquitted, but she gets banished.
She was the one that looks like the Marie Antoinette. Mm-hmm. Who was her.
Actually, no, she doesn't get. She gets off. Okay. She doesn't. Yeah, she gets off. Retaux gets acquitted, but he gets banished. Cagliostro also gets acquitted, but he gets banished. Jean gets convicted. They're like, no, bitch, you're convicted. Mm-hmm. But the public, because it's a public trial, the public fucking sympathizes with her. They're like, we don't like you, boo, boo, boo. You did this, Marie Antoinette. You know you did it. You bought this fucking jewelry. Now you're trying to blame her because you can't pay for this necklace You're a greedy bitch. We don't like you. But Jean still gets convicted. She gets sentenced. She gets sentenced to being whipped,
damn,
branded, and imprisoned for life.
Damn!
You're gonna get whipped, you're gonna get branded, and you're going to fucking prison forever.
I thought they were gonna take her head at first, but
no,
shit.
No. But she escapes from prison, disguises herself as a boy, and escapes from prison and bounces off to London.
How long was she in jail?
I'm guessing a few months. Mm. Like, not very long.
Okay. She's like, nope, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And, because it was in 1984 or 85 was when the necklace deal was made about, you know, give me the necklace, blah, blah, blah.
1784 or 85. Okay.
I don't know how long, you know, if they had a swift and speedy trial or, you know, whatever,
probably.
She escapes from prison and goes to London and she publishes her memoirs in 1789. And in her memoir, she's like, it was all her fucking fault. Marie Antoinette should have gave me the money.
Damn, bitch!
Fuck that bitch.
If she would have gave me the money, this would have never happened.
She basically justified the whole thing and blamed it all on Marie Antoinette.
I don't like those types of people. If you would have just given me the money, this would have never happened. What? How can you live like this? Like, this makes no sense.
She was a poor kid. She wanted money. So, in August 23rd, 1791, she falls out of her hotel window and dies.
Jesus
Christ. What? She died. Her legs were broke.
Oh, my God.
Her eyeball popped out of her fucking head.
Brandy.
She died in London on August 23rd, 1791.
Oh.
She's buried in St. Mary's Churchyard in Lambeth, England.
Damn. Or did somebody push her out the window? Conspiracy. This is a true crime podcast, by the way.
I don't know, but she died.
Damn! Well, you know, there wasn't a really long life expectancy back then anyway, and I'm sure she lived a long life.
1756 to 1791. She was like 40.
Mm.
44?
That sucks.
Something like that. I don't know. 56, 76, 86, 96. Yeah, she was 40. Like 41.
Damn.
I'm guessing she was fucking blotto and, like, wobbled herself on out to the balcony, if there was a balcony or whatever, and just fell over.
What's blotto?
Drunk.
Okay. I was like she was drinking champagne.
Or something.
She was living off of her stipend and was, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't. I don't know if they were still giving her a stipend. She got convicted of fucking around.
Yeah, usually once you do some wrong shit, they take your allowance away forever.
Yep.
Damn. That was interesting, Brandy. All right.
And that, like, that whole thing basically was, like, one of the contributing factors to the fucking French Revolution was that necklace debacle.
Really?
Yeah, because people were like, you spend too much money, bitch. We don't have nothing to eat, but you buying fucking jewelry.
Oh, damn.
They did not like Marie Antoinette.
And this was, like, the first, like, catfish, like, you know, email. Catfish email situation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a catfish.
It was a catfish.
The first ever catfish. I wonder if this was the first one ever, like, you know, documented.
Maybe.
Let's claim it. That's what I'm going to name this first episode.
The first ever catfish.
The first catfish ever. Viva la French Revolution. No, I'm just kidding. Brandy, what have you been watching this week?
Okay. Oh, have you watched Grand Crew?
Grand Crew?
Yeah, it comes on NBC, but it's on, you know, it's on Hulu. It's so funny.
I don't know what's that about.
Nicole Byers is in it.
I do like Nicole Byers. She's and, silly.
It's her, like her brother and two of their male friends and another chick. So they're like, you know, they hang out, they hang out at a bar and then they have to change bars because her brother, Nicole Byers' brother in the show is like addicted to love. Mm-hmm. So he's like always trying to fall in love. Oh, and like gosh. The first episode is where he's like literally like trying to set up a meet cute for anybody that just happens along. So he drew it's funny. Okay. But you know, it's about a group of black adults that, you know, are basically, you know, living life. It's like the Black Friends, pretty much.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's like the Black Friends.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's good. There's like five episodes already.
Grand Crew. Okay. Interesting.
What else have I watched or been watching? Girl. So... So, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny Nguyen.
Woo, woo.
You're fired.
Woo, woo.
You're fired.
Please.
Literally. They were like, nope. We don't tolerate that shit. No. Bye-bye.
What did I tell you, Angie? Background checks. I told you. I said it.
They don't vet these folks. All you got to do is look at their social media.
What I'm saying is, why did she think, like, she must have not felt any remorse or shame or anything for what she said? Because she left the shit on her social media.
Oh, well, okay. So I was reading some articles about this last night. They all said the same fucking shit. But basically, she had, you know, she had issued an apology and saying that she had, it was on her Facebook, that she had disabled that Facebook a year ago. And, you know, so I'm sorry that, you know, whatever, blah, 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 this caused, yada, yada, yada. That's why I disabled this Facebook account over a year ago. I'm still trying to learn and all this, you know, that whole, I'm still trying to learn about, you know, what the how insensitive and the differences and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, it's too late for that, bitch. It's too late for that. But of course, that was before the Asian hate. I think a lot of things that are happening right now is like Asian people are realizing that, yeah, this is what it's like to be black. People don't like us because we look a certain way.
Yeah.
And now with Donald Trump's bullshit rhetoric that happened, people are abusing Asian people in the streets. And now there's, you know, the whole Asian hate, erase Asian hate thing. But there's still hate for everybody. Or there's still hate for people that have melanin and all that other stuff. So it's like, you just got a little taste of what it's like to be a nigga in this country. And you don't like it.
Mm-mm.
But you were saying all kinds of shit before it started happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it just sucks.
I think there is a lot of hate in the world, and we cannot be a part of that. We cannot be a part of that. And there is a type of prejudice or impression that it's like instilled in some people. And it's like you kind of have to like fight past that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be a part of it. Like, oh, well, you know, we weren't talking about this person. We're talking about that person.
No.
Hate is hate, and it's disgusting. And if you guys are teaching your kids this, it's going to continue.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying hate in general when you, like, make jokes and talk about this. I'm talking specifically
about this woman posting bullshit on her page talking about, oh, black people killing black people, and all these cops were injured, and you still think police are the problem? Really, dude? That's not what this is about.
Her posts were disgusting.
Yeah.
I read them, and I was offended. highly offended. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
You know what's really fun? Did you look, because that was on Instagram. Did you see, like, the comments? Because they were like, we knew this shit. I called this shit. I knew this shit, but this bitch was like this and blah, blah, blah. I was like, dang, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. That was, you know.
We knew. We see you, Jenny. We knew.
That's what they're saying. Did you see the tweet I tagged you in when it's like Mary sent her god after Jenny?
Yeah, I saw that.
Lickety split.
Mary watching Jen go down. Yeah, I saw that.
Burn, bitch, burn. I was wrong. And I was fooled.
Look, I really wanted to like Jenny, and then that happens, and I'm like, God damn it. Like,
yeah.
Can't y'all put somebody on there that got some fucking sense?
Andy, do your background checks if you want people to do due diligence checks for you, boo-boo. We got you. We might start offering a service. Okay? So if you want
to... I will check your social media page for anything problematic.
We will stalk you. We will stalk, okay? A service we will offer you. Due diligence.
I started doing that, like...
bookoflivespodcast@gmail.com. You're telling me for the things that, like, on, like, the free websites or something like that? Not free websites, but when you're offering with the van, not the van, with your trailer, how you saw all these posts and you kept reporting them?
Oh, yeah. Because they were all the same. They were all the same picture of the same item, but, like, different names that had posted them. Mm-hmm. With, like, the price would be, like, $500 different, but it was the same exact photo. Mm-hmm. One from Bakersfield, one from San Diego, one from... I was like, why? And then different people that were posting them, people whose accounts hadn't been active in, like, 2 years or were, like, brand new accounts in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, y'all think y'all slick.
Brandy's keeping you guys safe out there.
But no, what I started doing on social media is, like, before I follow somebody, I scroll through the last, like, 2 to 3 years of their posts. Mm-hmm. And if there's some shit on there that looks racist, I don't follow them. Because I don't have time for it.
You really don't. I'm with you, girl. I'm like, who is this? I don't like what I'm seeing here.
If it looks racist, if it looks sexist, if it looks fucking fishy, pervy,
if it looks like you're trying to, like,
not following you, and I might report your fucking account.
Hell yeah. She don't play that shit.
I'm tired of it.
I don't remember what we were just talking about. Oh yeah, Jenny. Bye, Jenny. Bye, girl. Just sit down. Who's next, okay? Who's fucking next? Because there's apparently 2 spots available now.
Listen, don't put anybody that runs a church on your show again. Ever. Like, just don't do that. Don't do that. Please, don't do that. I cannot. I don't care. I don't care what religion it is. Just don't do it. Period. That's all.
Purred.
Okay? If they're at the head of a church, I don't want them on their fucking TV. I don't want to see them. I will not watch it. Ugh. What have you been watching?
Oh, gosh. So, today, I finally, like, gave it up and subscribed to Peacock.
You said gave it up.
Gave up the $5.
Girl, I've been subscribed to Peacock for, like, the last year.
I have not. And I finally subscribed because there was no more Housewives for me to watch today. And I was like, I need something else to do. So I wanted to watch Real Housewives of Miami. And I've been watching that. And these women, they are all snatched, plumped, filled, and...
paralyzed.
Botoxed, and... a lot of them look alike.
They all look the same. Like, once they start getting shit done to their face, they all start to look the same. They all, like, look like a version of each other. Yeah, they look like the flesh tone colors on the crayon box. Have you seen that flesh crayon? It goes from, like...
shut up.
I'm serious. It goes from, like, peach, yeah, like, beige all the way to, like, mahogany. And, like, there's, like, 24 colors in the box.
Yeah, and they're all that same color.
And they're all, like, it literally looks like from newborn baby color to freaking, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I started watching that shit today. And I'm just like, wow. Like you said, you made me realize it's been 10 years since their last season. Mm-hmm. So, like, from, it's been, like, 15 years and they're on season 4. Yeah. So, wow. So that's what I'm going to be consuming this week. What else have I been watching? Oh, so I'll give you guys a preview for next week's episode. It's going to be mine. And me and my child watched a movie this past week while we were putting together a puzzle. And I think it's time to bring Pinocchio to the podcast. Because...
The movie Pinocchio?
The movie.
We're going to call... he's a big fat fucking liar?
Yes, but Brandy, I'm listening to it as an adult, listening to, like, the script and the words that they're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, damn! I'm like, Bren, you don't talk to strangers, right? Right. Because they'll trick you. And I was like, yeah, they're going to trick you. So you can't just talk to strangers because you're going to get in trouble and you're going to turn into a donkey.
Or get kidnapped.
So, or the worst thing possible happens. You know what I'm saying? So Pinocchio is real.
He has no strings.
And to hold him down. Mm. But he needed them strings.
Okay, for all.
He needed the strings.
Jiminy Cricket, where are you?
Jiminy Cricket was like, I'll be.
Always let your conscience be your guide.
So next week, get ready for Pinocchio.
Mm.
That's what I watched. And I was just like, wow, adult lens on like a 40s, 50s movie? Jeez Louise.
Oh my gosh, did you hear about this thing about Peter Dinklage calling out Disney for using dwarves in Snow White?
Sit down, Peter. Peter, stop it right now. I like you.
People were like commenting, so seven people are out of a job.
Way to be a dick, Peter. Way to be a dick.
And I was just like, oh my gosh. The funny thing is, and this is, I went down a rabbit hole in my brain, because I was like, first of all, the original fucking Snow White didn't have no fucking dwarves. Disney co-opted Snow White, added dwarves, so Snow White would have something to do, and some heroes, some fucking, like, little, guardian angels, because that's basically what they are, because, you know, dwarves... The characters of dwarves are magical beings.
Yeah, we watched Snow White too as well, and that's, you know, a little problematic, but...
And the fact that there's seven men, but the purpose of Disney using dwarves, they were, first of all, they're old men, except for freaking Dopey. If you're a pothead grown up and you're like, oh man, Snow White was around those seven dwarves, you don't think they were fucking...
No!
That's the whole thing. Disney used old-ass men dwarves and a little baby dopey dwarf to basically asexualize little people.
Oh. Well, I felt like...
I told you I was going down a rabbit hole in my brain.
Well, check it out. I watched Snow White right after I watched Pinocchio, and they were like, we're going to sleep downstairs. You can have the bedroom. And she's like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, and fucking Grumpy's like, fuck this shit. Get this bitch out the house. Get out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've never really thought about it like that, so don't.
I'm just saying, they stole the idea. I mean, they had to because, like, Snow White wasn't a Grimm story, was it? It was either Grimm or
was Grimm because the evil queen. I know.
The original story did not have dwarves.
Okay.
But Disney put dwarves in there because Disney is the devil.
So we're going to go ahead and shut it down.
All the Disney files are like, what the fuck are you saying, bitch?
Okay. All right. So, hey, guys. Thanks for joining us for this trip. We're going to shut it down. All righty. So
I'm canceled.
Come on back next week for a new episode. Go ahead and subscribe. Come back. Leave a review. Please leave us a review. Come on. 5 stars, please, please, please. If you hate it, still 5 stars, and then you could leave your comments as to what your problem is.
Remember Alvin in the Chipmunks when he was like, we're even bigger than Mickey Mouse! And then fucking everybody started canceled him. They canceled Alvin because he said that shit.
Like, oh no, you didn't. Sit down, Alvin. Sit down. Anyway, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches!